In his coffee table book, Roadside Japan, journalist and photographer Kiyoichi Suzuki compiled dozens of out-of-the-way attractions not found in any tourist guide. Kitschy shrines where deities grant luck of any kind for the right amount of yen. Collections dedicated to mountains of donated ceramic cats and cattle nose rings. Graveyards filled with discarded pachinko pinball machines and assorted techno trash. Derelict seaside palaces, since reclaimed by nearby weeds. Through his back road travels, Suzuki captured a Japan far removed from its restrained and manicured facade, shining a light instead on one that is tacky, gauche, and profoundly wasteful. By honing his lens on these overlooked sites, many of which were abandoned during the post-bubble economy of the 1990s. His photographs tap into an aesthetic known as haikyo, where ruined manufactured landscapes, once released from their burdens of function, embark on a return journey back to nature, take on new meanings, and are inhabited by new stories. Miyazaki's 2001 film Spirited Away takes place in one such in-between space. While moving to their new house, 10-year-old Chihiro and her parents take a wrong turn and end up at an abandoned theme park that has since become a portal into the world of spirits. When her parents succumb to the temptations of this mirror realm and are transformed into literal gluttonous pigs, Chihiro must take a job at the nearby bathhouse to find a way to change them back. Modeled after historical and contemporary onsen hot springs hotels, the bathhouse setting in Spirited Away is a visual feast of details, projecting an air of decadent excess. The storeroom reveals caches of monstrous-sized meats and seafood consumed by the hotel's patrons. The boiler room that supplies hot water for the entire bathhouse is maintained by an old man with six arms and a troop of disgruntled soot sprites. Guest spirits are pampered on the main floors, eager to soak away the grime and pollution from their time toiling in the human world. Workers cram into tight quarters while lavish upper rooms lie vacant, awaiting wealthy clients. The top floor, adorned with gold filigree and porcelain floor vases, is home to the owner of the establishment, a witch who spends her days counting her gold and spoiling her child. Bound by magical contract to work in such a place, Chihiro proves her mettle by confronting No Face, a rogue mass spirit offering unlimited riches to anyone who can satisfy its hunger. Their showdown is framed by upended bowls of half-devoured foods in the foreground and paintings of crazed demonic figures in the back. Chihiro's diminutive form on the left is juxtaposed against No Face's giant distended body on the right. No Face tries to curry the girl's favor with foods and riches, but Chihiro knows that it can't help with what she wants. Her choice to eschew wealth and material goods later compels No Face to leave the corrosive influences of the bathhouse behind. Such powers of persuasion are rooted in a self-forged sense of purpose. Through her trials, Chihiro has learned to walk her own path. At its core, Spirited Away is a tale of how a child, having gained the strength and maturity to chart her own course, can come to sway even a world gone awry.